Good afternoon. A southerly wind is pushing temperatures up into the 70s today across interior New York and New England, despite mostly cloudy skies. A cold front approaching from the west continues to produce scattered showers across the area, and maybe even a thunderstorm will pop up as we get deeper into the afternoon as the front passes through. Behind the front, we'll start a drying trend late this afternoon in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills and through the evening hours as we get into eastern New York and New England. Behind the front, the wind will flip around to the northwest, ending the warming trend. And as we dry it out overnight, temperatures will drop back into the 40s and 50s. This will set the stage for a cooler than usual weather pattern heading into the upcoming weekend. It'll be dry tomorrow with mostly sunny skies as high pressure builds in. A northwesterly breeze, though, will keep it in the middle to upper 60s for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance embedded within an overall ridge of high pressure will produce clouds and a few showers on Saturday. The cool air will persist into the beginning of the weekend with highs staying in the middle 60s. We will dry it out with both high pressure at the surface and aloft on Sunday. And we will be in the mid-60s once again, though, with plenty of sunshine. The nice weather will last into the beginning of the next week on Monday before more showers show up as the next front arrives on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a major pattern change is underway across the country as a cold air mass from Canada surges across the plains, the upper Mississippi Valley, and Great Lakes. The anomalously strong high at the center of the cold air mass is forecast to move out of the northern Rockies and down into the plains. The potential exists for record low temperatures from the northern Rockies to the upper Midwest for the end of the week. As a cold front crosses the northern Rockies, a storm will cause higher elevation snows in parts of Montana, Wyoming, and the Black Hills of South Dakota, eventually reaching into the mountains of northern Colorado. Winter storm watches and warnings have been posted for these areas for the potential of 6 to 12 inches of snow above 5,000 feet. Freeze warnings are in effect for the valley areas in parts of Montana and Wyoming. Frost advisories out for parts of northern North Dakota and Minnesota. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers toward evening in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers, then some clearing with temperatures falling into the 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 98 set in 1931, and the record low 36 in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with showers and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight with lows in the 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with showers likely and highs in the mid-70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today, with showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder, with highs in the upper 70s. Clearing and turning cooler tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, and certainly cooler in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers Saturday, mid-60s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, middle 60s. A chance of showers Tuesday in the upper 60s, and mostly sunny in the middle to upper 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.